Welcome to Capital Window, featuring up-close interviews with the CEOs of high-growth companies that work with Capital Window in the private equity sector. For more information on the companies and investment opportunities offered at Capital Window, or if your business is seeking guidance on how to raise capital via the private equity markets, visit capitalwindow.com. Thomas Mangione is the founder of Empowering Chiropractic. Since 1977, he has sold supplies and services to a solid customer base consisting of hundreds of chiropractic physicians. Thomas has successfully led his original company, Mangione Chiropractic, in adjusting to changing market trends with a steady growth pattern over a 24-year period. Today, Mangione and his new company, Empowering Chiropractic, is bringing doctors of chiropractics a single resource to help them improve their businesses utilizing an innovative online service platform that every chiropractic physician can afford. Joining us on the line from his headquarters in San Diego, California, is Thomas Mangione. He's the founder and CEO of Empowering Chiropractic. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here.
You've spent a number of years in the chiropractic service and supplies business. What was the entrepreneurial genesis behind the creation of Empowering Chiropractic?
Well, after obviously spending years and years across a desk from chiropractic physicians, it became obvious to me that they are all struggling to find a unique identity that separates them and yet joins them together with what's going on in the field of healthcare. And I brought together a group of experts in the field of chiropractic who are actually chiropractic doctors or vendors who see this situation the same way that I do and wanted to bring doctors of chiropractic a better way to grow their practices so that they're better able to compete in the healthcare field.
Thomas, from your experience in all of this space, what kinds of issues do you tend to see as you talk to the community of chiropractic physicians? What comes up for them?
I think probably the best way to put it would be chiropractic professionals. Again, they don't necessarily have the proper identity. Everybody sees chiropractic, not everybody. Let me rephrase that. I would say that the majority of people out there don't really understand what doctors of chiropractic bring to the healthcare profession. They don't truly understand the process of spinal manipulation, where they actually move bones and joints to better align the body to bring better health to the patient. And with Empowering Chiropractic, we would like to help them to deliver that message to the public, and that way they'll build their practices, experience better growth and profits, and be able to essentially, from Empowering Chiropractic, for us to be able to supply all this information to them.
Largely a positioning and identity issue, as you suggest. As you formulated the plan to launch this company, how did you want to work with the community of chiropractors, I'll say differently than others that are in this consulting space?
Well, what's happened here in the past is most consultants charge a very large amount of money. They could charge anywhere from $600 to up to $1,500 a month to these doctors to help them to establish their own identity within their community. What Empowering Chiropractic is about is taking a much larger group of doctors, starting at just $99 a month, and training them how to be more profitable, sustainable, and to enjoy their practices more at a price that every doctor can afford. But it goes past that. Once we have them as part of our subscribers, we also want to help to sell them their supplies that they need every single day to help increase that growth, as well as to help them be able to go to one place instead of multiple places to be able to attain all these services.
Yeah, it's an integrated one-stop shop type of solution for this community, isn't it?
And that's what you see more and more happening in the business world as a whole. People are looking for the best prices and the easiest way to obtain them. Doctors, just like the general public, are looking for a path, the easiest path to obtain this type of information, and the internet offers that. Empowering Chiropractic is going to be an internet-based company that will be able to get into the doctor's office any time of day or night that they want to go there to get this information to help them to grow. And at the same time, we want to sell them their supplies so that they can also get all their supplies from us that they offer to their patients, either improve their health care or what they use on a daily basis just as an office.
Wonderful. So there's actually physical supplies in addition to the information you provide about
Absolutely.
Identity and positioning and marketing and being more efficient and sort of business growth ideas.
Yes, we want to be able to offer them everything. And we are, at the same time, we are putting together a website that's called helpwhathurts.com. This website we're going to send out to the general public to talk about different musculoskeletal problems that they're having and how not just a doctor of chiropractic, but how an orthopedist or a neurologist or a physical therapist can be used to help them in their healthcare needs. See, we look at WebMD as the leader in this industry, but they don't bring musculoskeletal information to the public the way they should. They're very good at offering colds, flus, and other internal problems for the patient to understand better. We believe we could do a much better job of bringing in musculoskeletal information, sprains, strains, shoulders, knees, hips, things that the doctors I just mentioned heal, and be able to drive them into our doctor's offices.
What is the market potential in this space? You've embarked on this entrepreneurial journey, founding the company. What does it look like in this market space?
It's huge. The reason why I say that is so many doctors are looking to find a path. Doctors in general are not good businessmen. They need to help somebody guide their steps. Doctors want somebody to help them to be not only better doctors, but better business people. That's what we offer.
I would also imagine, Thomas Mangione, there's a demographic advantage to this market space. You've got a wave of baby boomers who are likely to have these kinds of skeletal problems moving forward.
Oh, the market is huge. You know, our market really is people 40 and older. As you get older, obviously, you know, sprains and strains and bumps and bruises and sore this and painful that become a part of our lives. And when you go out to the general public, especially social networks like Facebook, a huge amount of people are getting involved with Facebook where we can deliver our message more directly to the public, as well as on the Internet. So people of that age group will have a place to go and be able to find information, and especially in the healthcare market where healthcare continues to change, what do I do, where do I go to help take care of this problem? And that's what we're trying to accomplish, because individual doctors cannot go out and do this. They're too busy just trying to take care of patients.
Yeah.
So we want to put together a market for them to send people in to drive more success into the marketplace.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Thomas Mangione. He's the CEO of Empowering Chiropractic, the website www.empoweringchiropractic.com, and also pointing to another website, right, Thomas? It's www.helpwhathurts.com, and that's rolling out, I guess, as we speak.
Well, that'll be just in the near future. It's not up yet, but it'll be up soon.
Well, for those listening, we're together at the very beginning of October 2010. Is this a competitive environment in your view? Are there a lot of folks out there doing this in the way that you plan to improve upon?
I wouldn't call them competitors. There are very many people using parts of what we're about to put together.
Yeah.
So doctors are going to have to go out and look for all the different parts to put it together. We are trying to offer a comprehensive program that will take care of all of their needs, not just parts of their needs. I believe that's the key, really, to healthcare in the future. It has become so complicated that many doctors out there don't know which way to turn. They don't completely have the time or the effort or the understanding of what to do inside their practices, and not just doctors of chiropractic, but all physicians in general. They're looking for a place to go to get information that they can trust on how to move forward in their businesses.
Thomas, what's the long-term outlook for a model like Empowering Chiropractic? We've talked a little bit about the short-term use for doctors who need to get on and get the information they need, but what's the long-term idea?
Empowering Chiropractic, David, is really about building a model that will not only sustain chiropractic growth short-term, but also long-term. What we want to do here is not just train the doctor on how to build their practices every single day, but doctors also need to have constant new patient growth, not just in chiropractic, but all the healthcare professionals. They're all looking for more patients to come into their office to help. So what a current chiropractic will be doing is we're not only going to be building a base of information for the doctor to come to help daily use of how to build their practice, but also we're going to be building them a website. Now, a lot of doctors have websites now, but we're going to build one that's very unique for them. We're going to be able to put up information monthly for them to take the pressure off them from having to update it themselves, being able to utilize information that they could choose from. So we'll put together a strong website for people to go to understand their practice. But as I mentioned earlier, we're also going to be building a site called HelpWhatHurts.com. Now, Help What Hurts will be going out to the general public about musculoskeletal disorders and which doctor to best choose for them. But we're also going to be able to go to businesses. So when an employee can get on the business website, which we'll also build for the business, they'll be able to see the different options that they have and be able to go to our Help What Hurts website, get information, and go to one of the doctors who we're going to help subscribe to our service and go to. So this model is not just for chiropractic. We're going to go to physical therapists. We're going to go to medical doctors. We're going to go to acupuncturists with the same model. It won't be called empowering chiropractic, of course. We'll come up with a more generic name for the other professions. But be able to draw people into this site to send out to a subscriber from all different parts of healthcare. Because in the end, chiropractic doesn't help everything, but they help a portion. By offering people an option for all different types of healthcare and who to go to see, we will build trust with the public and with businesses to help them make their decisions.
And really pointing to the scale of the model at your company.
When the model works for empowering chiropractic, we can roll this same model out to any healthcare industry. It's all about being able to sustain growth and information to doctors and to the public, and that's what we want to accomplish.
Thomas, you've pointed to this earlier in this segment. Pricing is a key component to your competitive advantage with empowering chiropractic. Tell us about how you've designed your pricing, how it plays out as you scale up the company, and let's talk a little bit about the revenue model itself.
We have a model starting at $99 a month for a doctor to be able to come onto our website, and they would be able to attend a webinar that would help a portion of their business. So we're going to be doing a series of these webinars every single month for a doctor to come on to, be able to learn a little bit more about a certain part of their practice, be able to give them information on how to implement these things into their practice, as well as contact with our experts if they have questions on the webinar and how to implement these particular parts of their practice.
Wow.
This allows them to not only be able to glean the information over at any time of day or night when they really need it, but also at the same time to be able to talk to our experts about their individual needs. We feel that that is just so important. It's one thing to be able to teach a doctor the overall view. It's another thing to be able to just reach out of their office into our experts and be able to specifically answer these questions of practice growth.
Fabulous. So you've got a $99 level. Talk to us a little bit about some of the other levels that you offer and how they work.
Well, the most important part about this, these other practice management groups, you have to sign a contract for a year or more. With Empowering Chiropractic, it will be month to month. Now, we want the doctors to realize that they can come to us and they can buy from five different levels, starting at $99, going up to $500 a month. Now, when I say a month, that means this month. If they need to come on, not only take the webinar, the implementation, but they may also want two different one-on-one contact with one of our coaches where they spend a half an hour twice a month just talking to one of our experts over the phone and be able to explain specifically their needs and be able to obtain answers on how to move forward. That is just, again, critical in certain portions of their practice, not necessarily every single month, because they need time to implement what they learn.
Yeah.
And so then they may do $99 one month or $500 the next month. Whatever it takes for them to help them grow, they have a place to go.
I love that extreme flexibility in your approach to those levels and the a la carte idea.
Yeah, because doctors, things change. Like in any business, they change monthly. We are consultants. They use the word practice management in our profession, but essentially we're consultants. We're a place where they can go and stop and learn something. Maybe they are having a problem hiring or firing a front office person. They don't even know how to hire that person. There's no criteria on how to judge whether that person's right for their office, and we can help them do that. Or how to do a new exam on a patient with certain types of conditions that they see. We can help them do that. Every part of their practice will be covered.
Very dynamic information platform at Empowering Chiropractic. Finally, I know you're working with Thomas Carter over at Capital Window. What stage is your company in terms of the growth curve?
Well, we're still in the early stages. We just rolled out our virtual test market a couple of months ago, and doctors are coming on. They're getting information. They're signing up for our services. We're beginning to sell more products into their office. So the model is beginning to evolve. We still have some changes we want to make, and starting either in January or February of 2011, we're going to be coming out with our complete 52-week module to be able to help the doctor sustain growth, which will extend out into 1 or 2 or 3 years of different practice growth for them, depending on what their need is. But what Thomas Carter and Capital Window are helping us to do is helping us to establish how and when to be able to roll out these markets. They've had such extensive experience in helping companies. They've greatly helped us when we've had questions on marketplace penetration, along with some other experts that we're using.
Wonderful, innovative model. Empowering Chiropractic is the company we've been visiting with Thomas Mangione. He's the founder and CEO. The website, of course, www.empoweringchiropractic.com, just like it sounds. We wish you the best, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it being on.
For more information on this company or others at Capital Window, visit CapitalWindow.com.